In today's gospel, Jesus called the 12, and he began to send them out in twos. This is because there is a great value in the testimony of the two witnesses, as it authenticates the contents of the message they preach. They are like two eyes working together, giving things their meaning and value. Many faithful await to see through these eyes the face of their beloved Jesus. And how much more powerful is the message when two or more are gathered and Jesus is present in their midst. When the disciples bore witness to each other in their ministry, it created a strong communal bond where evil did not prevail over them and they weren't overcome by despair. It's proof of the necessity of supporting one another and that their strength is derived from the teacher who sent them to prepare the way. They are not left to the whims of the wind, but rather they enter into complete unity with the Father by working together in proclaiming the good news. The essence of the Christian message is clear. Prayer first, asking for the guidance of the Holy Spirit, then go forth to proclaim the gospel without fear. Today many people talk as if the call of Jesus does not concern them. Is it my call? I can't do this. As if working in the Lord's vineyard is restricted to people who are considered pious. If we do not feel in one way or another that we are responsible for serving the gospel through our actions and words, helping in the parish, and committing the church and its teachings, then we must begin to review our Christian identity. Lord, as your disciples spread your message of peace and love to every place they enter, help us imitate the example in our daily lives. Amen.